This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Black holes, the cosmos, space, and time travel. Science and technology, brought to you by theoretical physicist, futurist, popularizer of science, and world-renowned author, Professor Michio Kaku,
at GCNlive.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. In this hour, we're going to take you on a fantastic journey. A journey through space and time. A journey into our bodies. A journey into the world of science, the cutting edge of science. And if you want to be part of this, then give us a call. The hotline number is 612-564-8135. Write that number down. 612-564-8135. All we ask is that you leave your name, call letter to the radio station you're listening to, and the city you're calling from, and maybe you can get on Science Fantastic. And no question is too dumb or too stupid to put on national radio. As I like to say, years ago, there was a 16-year-old boy who asked a very stupid question, and that was, can you outrace a light beam? I mean, come on. Well, he asked that question, and he wouldn't let go for 10 years. For 10 years, from the age of 16 to 26, he hit his head against the wall, asking the question, can you outrace a light beam? After 10 years of hard work, he finally got the answer. The answer is no, you cannot, because the speed of light is the ultimate velocity in the universe. Well, that young boy had a name, and that was Albert Einstein. He changed the world. The world of stars and atomic bombs. The world of high-tech electronics. The world of the Big Bang and black holes. All of that originally kicked off because a 16-year-old boy asked a stupid question. Well, that's why you should give us a call at 612-564-8135. And also, I just finished a national book tour. My book is called The Future of Humanity. And I've had a number of questions that were given to me. And I'll try to answer another one of these questions. The question that sometimes I get is, why didn't Stephen Hawking, the great physicist, ever win the Nobel Prize in Physics? Well, if you think about it, that is ironic. Because many lesser-known physicists who have done less spectacular work, they've won the Nobel Prize. So how come the Nobel Prize eluded Stephen Hawking, a physicist so famous that he's going to be buried in the Westminster Abbey? The Westminster Abbey in London is the most sacred church in all of British Christendom. Isaac Newton is buried there. Not to mention many kings and queens of England, and including Stephen Hawking. So the question is, why didn't he ever win the Nobel Prize? Well, the answer is quite simple. The Nobel Prize is given for things that have been tested in the laboratory. Well, Stephen Hawking's main contribution is untested, and that is Hawking radiation. You see, black holes are black because they absorb all light. Nothing can escape. They're like the ultimate Roche Motel. Everything checks in, nothing checks out. However, Hawking showed, and this is his great contribution, that when you add the quantum theory of atoms to black holes, you find that black holes are not really black at all. They're gray. They emit a very faint radiation called Hawking radiation. That's why he didn't win the Nobel Prize. This is a great discovery because it was the first major application of the quantum theory, that is, the theory of atoms, to the theory of Einstein, a theory of gravity. These two theories usually hate each other, But Stephen Hawking showed that these two theories create a new effect, Hawking radiation. But it's too faint. It's too faint to be observed in the laboratory. So we physicists believe it exists. It's out there, Hawking radiation. But the proof eludes us, and that's why Stephen never won the Nobel Prize. Okay, well, let's move right along now to your listener phone calls. Give us a call at 612-564-8135. Let's take the first listener phone call.
Hi, I'm Danny. I'm calling from Florida. My question is about your book, The Terraforming Mars Part. Now, the only two examples I know about it are the Superman movie, where like everybody was floating up and hitting the ground and everything. And I think there was another movie where the guy survived on Mars, which he like basically made like a small little greenhouse and grew vegetables and stuff. I know the Superman movie wouldn't be like that. So, if we were to do like a little bubble greenhouse sort of deal, and let's say we wanted, the target would be half of Mars, not all of it, just half of Mars, in a realistic sense, how long would that take to happen? Thank you.
Well, you ask a question that a lot of NASA engineers are asking themselves right now. And that is, well, if you saw the movie The Martian, starring Matt Damon, he was left stranded on Mars with no backup, no supplies, and he had to grow his own food and sustain himself on the red planet. So one of the first things he had to do was find a way to get oxygen through a chemical reaction. Once he got that, then, of course, he had to get fertilizer for food, and he used his own waste products, yuck, for fertilizer. And then he started to grow plants on Mars because he had the carbon dioxide atmosphere. It's cold, but you can heat up the temperature using solar panels and agriculture. He was then the first one to create agriculture on Mars. Now, in the future, we'll do it using genetically modified algae. The carbon dioxide atmosphere is ideal to grow organisms. Plant organisms love carbon dioxide. And so it may be possible in the future to create a self-sustaining aquafarm or a farm of genetically modified organisms on the surface of Mars. That's one industry that you definitely want to get off the ground. Another industry is mining, because frozen water can be unfrozen. And that creates drinking water once you purify it. And you can separate it out into hydrogen and oxygen. So these are two reasons why you can use A, hydrogen for rocket fuel, and B, oxygen for breathing. So water would be the first major substance to be mined on the surface of Mars. This is beginning the process of terraforming Mars. So it's going to be very difficult. No one's going to terraform Mars immediately. The first settlements will just tinker with the mechanics of terraforming Mars. But the actual terraforming of the planet itself will take much longer. Now, how do you jumpstart it? If you can raise the temperature of Mars by six degrees, you will have a runaway greenhouse effect. How do you do that? You inject methane gas into the atmosphere of Mars. The methane gas captures sunlight, creates a greenhouse effect, which captures more carbon dioxide. And so you have a runaway greenhouse effect. So that's one way to self-sustain and terraform Mars. But of course, it's not going to happen anytime soon. It'll take years, decades. So let's take a short commercial break. Once again, you are listening to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Give us a call. The hotline number is 612-564-8135.
you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCN Live.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. The lines are open. You can always get right to us and leave a message. The number to call is 612-564-8135. And once again, go to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org. Find out what I'm up to. Go to my website, and you can see the cities I've been traveling in, and maybe I'll sign your copy of my latest book, The Future of the Humanity, now a New York Times bestseller, thanks to you in the audience. Well, before the break, we also had a call about terraforming Mars, and he also mentioned Superman. So let me give you a historical link between Mars and Superman. Near the turn of the century, Edgar Rice Burroughs wrote the Tarzan series, for which he was famous, but he also wrote the John Carter of Mars series as part of pulp fiction back in the 1920s. Back then, he realized that Mars had a lower gravitational field than the Earth, so he said that if an Earthling were to go to Mars somehow, he would become somebody with superhuman powers. He'd be able to leap tall buildings in a single bound. He'd be faster than a speeding bullet. So, Edgar Rice Burroughs said that this man on Mars, John Carter, would have the power of a Superman. Well, what happened was, nothing happened, until World War II come along, and people want a hero. And that's the origin of Action Comics and Superman. And the very first issue of Superman, the very first issue, it says very plainly that anyone from another planet landing on the Earth would have superhuman powers because of the low gravity, precisely echoing the words of Edgar Rice Burroughs, creator of Tarzan, and John Carter of Mars. So in other words, the link between Mars and Superman is that Superman is in some sense a son of John Carter, a creation of the man who created Tarzan. Okay, well, let's move right on to the next listener phone call.
I'd like to propose at least one question. If the background microwave radiation from the Big Bang heats up the vacuum of deep, the relative vacuum of deep space by 2.74 degrees Kelvin, then how can people like Dr. Lee Howe at Harvard, who were trying to reach absolute zero, completely evacuate the BMR from an environment so that the thermometer doesn't reach just 2.74 degrees Kelvin, but actually goes down to absolute zero? I found your presentation delightful on the future of humanity.
Okay, well, first of all, let's break down your question. It turns out that in outer space, there is an echo of the Big Bang itself, believe it or not. You can calculate that the Big Bang was very hot, but in 13.8 billion years, it cooled down. So the temperature of the background radiation left over the aftermath of the Big Bang has a temperature today of 2.7 degrees above absolute zero. So children sometimes ask the question, Mommy, Daddy, how cold is outer space? Well, we know the answer, 2.7 degrees. Why? That's the temperature of the Big Bang today. Anything that hot back then could not go to zero today. We see residual radiation from the Big Bang at 2.7 degrees above absolute zero. But on the Earth, you can create in the laboratory temperatures below 2.7 degrees centigrade. Now, remember, that's the temperature of outer space. But on the Earth, it's possible to take out energy from a container of energy and drop the temperature below 2.7 degrees centigrade. And that resolves the paradox. And that is, if the temperature of outer space is 2.7 degrees, how can on the Earth you can get a chamber, a small chamber, where the temperature inside is below 2.7 degrees centigrade? There's no contradiction whatsoever. And by the way, you can pick up this radiation on your transistor radio. If you turn your frequency on a transistor radio randomly, you get static. Believe it or not, most of that static comes from Jupiter. Jupiter is quite noisy in the radio spectrum, quite radioactive, but you can also pick up the Big Bang itself. This is amazing that even a simple transistor radio can pick up residual leftover radiation from the creation of the universe itself. Absolutely amazing. Okay, let's move on to the next listener phone call.
Hello, my name is Charles Davis. I'm not listening to a radio station. I actually got your information off the internet. But I have a question for you. Was there ever a reverse law to the theory of light written by anyone, including Einstein, never published? If so, what would the implications of that be? And would that actually be a link to relativity and quantum theory possible? Thank you.
Well, I think what you're asking is there a reverse form of light? I think that's what you said. In other words, anti-light or dark light. That light from a flashlight emits radiation, but a dark flashlight would absorb radiation and blackness would come out rather than light. Well, the short answer is no, but let me explain why. First of all, there is something called antimatter, the opposite of matter, which is different charge. So the electron has negative charge. We learned that in elementary school. But the anti-electron, the positron, has positive charge. So antimatter has the opposite charge of ordinary matter. Now, light, however, has no charge at all. It's chargeless. And anti-light is light. So that explains, first of all, the mystery of black light. There is no such thing, because light and anti-light are the same thing. You can also answer the question about anti-gravity. Anti-gravity is gravity. That is, the antiparticle of the graviton is a graviton. The antiparticle is the photon of light is the photon of light. And therefore, reverse light or black light is not possible. However, recently, physicists were quite amazed that the universe itself is accelerating due to dark energy. Now, this is repulsive. Dark energy repels galaxies, and so it is a form of anti-gravity, which is amazing. There is a form of anti-gravity. However, what's the catch? The catch is, it's extremely small. So small, you cannot make hoverboards or anti-gravity rockets out of it. Sorry about that. It is extremely tiny, but we do think on a scale of galaxies now, it is literally pushing the galaxies apart, cooling it down, and one day we may hit absolute zero or near absolute zero as a consequence of dark energy. Okay, let's move on to the next listener phone call.
Hi, this is Sean Markley from Sherwood, Illinois. My question is, as we become a level one or level two society on the Kardashev scale, which scenario becomes more plausible? Number one, us wormholing to other planets in the Goldilocks zone and searching our own universe for the continuity of the species, or number two, us wormholing into the past in an alternate universe to transfer folks into the alternate universe, if you will, for the continuity of the species. Appreciate any help on the answer, and thanks, and have a great day.
Okay, well, you ask a question about the Kardashev scale, which I write about. Kardashev was a Russian astrophysicist who wanted to catalog intelligent civilizations in outer space. A type 1 civilization consumes the energy of a planet, like Buck Rogers. They control the weather. They can control earthquakes and volcanoes. Anything planetary, they can control. Type 2 is stellar. They control the stars. They control the energy output of the star and nearby planets, like the Federation of Planets. The Federation of Planets in Star Trek would be a Type 2 civilization. Type 3 is galactic. They control the power of a black hole. And after the break, we'll answer the question about what it means if you can create a wormhole if you're a type 1, 2, or 3 civilization. Can you go to the past or maybe the future? Give us a call. The hotline number is 612-564-8135.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035.
800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Dr. Joe Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asked, why does America spend more money on healthcare by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.
Is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Here's your chance to get on national radio and ask that question that you've always been wanting to ask. Let's say it's 4 o'clock in the morning, and there you are all alone listening to your radio, and then all of a sudden you get this brainstorm. You just have to talk to somebody, but you're all alone and there's no one to talk to. Well, you can talk to me. You can give me a call by calling 612-564-8135. You'll get a recording. Leave your name, call letters of the radio station if you're listening to one, and the city you're calling from, and maybe you can ask that question on national radio, the question that's always been bothering you. Well, before the break, we had another question that came in about the Kardashev scale and where we might take a wormhole to. Well, the Kardashev scale talks about civilizations centuries, millennia more advanced than us. A type 1 civilization can control planetary power. They control the weather. They can mine the oceans. Type 2 has stellar power. They control the power output of an entire star. They've colonized all the nearby planets. And type 3 is galactic. They control the power of black holes, and they roam across the galactic space lanes. Now, believe it or not, we can actually calculate when we will attain these incredible abilities. First of all, we know the energy output of a Type 1 civilization, and so we are about 100 years or so away from becoming Type 1. In other words, by 2100, we will become planetary with the ability to, for example, control the weather. In a few thousand years, we'll be Type 2, the ability to control the power output of an entire star, like in Star Trek. Type 3 is galactic, the power to manipulate black holes to roam the galactic space lanes. And that depends on whether or not you can get hyperdrive. So that may be, who knows, maybe thousands to 100,000 years more advanced than us. Now, the question that came in is, when are we going to get wormholes? And where are we going to go in space or time with a wormhole? Wormholes are shortcuts. They are allowed by Einstein's theory. In fact, Einstein himself in 1935 was the first one to find a wormhole solution of his own equations. A wormhole is a shortcut, like the looking glass of Alice. A shortcut that allows you to go from one point of space or time and another point of space or time. Now, when can we have these, and on what scale are we talking about? Well, as you can see, a wormhole has the energy of a black hole. Therefore, almost by definition, we're talking about Type 3. A Type 3 civilization that can roam the galactic space lanes, has access to galactic energy, and has the power of a black hole. And that is the power to rip the fabric of space and time itself. Now, where are they going to go? Well, one point is to go to other galaxies and other star systems and other sectors of the galaxy itself. So, perhaps Star Wars takes place in such a time, thousands of years more advanced than us. But what about going backwards in time? Well, that gets a little bit more dicey. Stephen Hawking, for example, admitted that it may be possible to create a wormhole to go into the future or into another point in space. But to go backwards in time, he thought, may be bordering on impossible. Well, we'll say a few things about that after the break, whether or not a time machine is possible to the past. You're listening to Science Fantastic. Give us a call at 612-564-8135, and we're going to talk about time travel after the break.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. And once again, if you want to go to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org, you can find out about where I'll be speaking on my book tour and all the latest developments in science and technology. So go to mkaku.org, mkaku.org, and it explains how you can get a copy of my new book, a New York Times bestseller, The Future of Humanity. But before the break, we had a call about the Kardashev scale of advanced civilizations and when we're going to be able to create wormholes. Well, wormholes are gateways through space and time made possible through energy scales of a black hole, meaning that we're probably talking about Type 3, a galactic civilization capable of harnessing the power of dying stars and black holes to drill a hole through space and time. These are called wormholes, first pioneered by Albert Einstein himself in 1935 in a famous paper that he wrote with one of his students, Nathan Rosen. And then the question is, can you go forwards in space, like in a spaceship, or backwards in time? Well, Stephen Hawking had a point of view on this. He thought that wormholes to another point in space may be possible. The problem is graviton radiation. Gravitons are particles of light, and if you have enough gravitons, they can become quite dangerous and quite radioactive, and you can blow up the machine. So a wormhole machine may, in some sense, become unstable. Well, Hawking thought that maybe, just maybe, a wormhole machine taking you to a distant point in the galaxy was possible, that it was possible to control the graviton radiation as you entered the wormhole machine. But, he thought, to go backwards into the past, if you do the calculation, it turns out the buildup of graviton radiation blows up. And so maybe the machine explodes as you try to go to the past. Well, I've looked at that calculation, and I'm not convinced. First of all, how do you get the fact that the machine blows up when you go into the past in a wormhole? Because a light beam that falls in the wormhole winds up in the past and then naturally goes to the present and goes into the wormhole a second time and a third time and a fourth time. That's why it blows up, because it goes through the wormholes an infinite number of times. But you see, I don't believe in that. I think you can only go through the wormhole basically once, not an infinite number of times. And so there's no contradiction with graviton radiation. Graviton radiation could, in fact, be finite. Now, why do I believe that you can only go maybe once through the wormhole? Because it depends on how you view going backwards in time. I personally think that the universe splits in half. the timeline forks into two rivers. One river takes you through a normal sequence of time, and the other river splits off, forks in the river of time, and that simply creates a new branch of a timeline. So all the paradoxes of time travel are resolved, and there are no infinities, no explosions or blowing up of graviton radiation. And so, in other words, time travel might, just might be possible. I'm not saying it is, because, of course, the calculation requires going to a higher mathematics called string theory, which is so advanced that we cannot answer the question yet. But in string theory, it's a quantum theory, time splits. And if time splits and you go backwards in time, you do not change your own past, which would create a paradox. You change somebody else's past, who looks like you, has the same mannerisms, but is your carbon copy. And so you've basically changed the fate of a parallel universe, but not your own. Sorry about that. And that resolves all the paradoxes of time travel. With a new outlook, you can read any time travel novel and resolve every paradox if you simply assume that the universe forks into two roads every time you go backwards in time. Okay, let's move right along to the next listener phone call.
Hi, my name is Maria Ahmed. I'm from Orlando, Florida. And my question for you was, as we know, 95.1% of the universe is dark matter and dark energy. The rest of the universe is stuff that we can detect, visible light, visible energy. My question was, is it possible that there's an entire universe that's undetected within that dark energy and dark matter? Is it possible? It would be awesome to know. Thanks so much.
Well, you ask a question that's at the cutting edge of what we know about the universe. So let's break it down a bit. As we mentioned before on this radio show, we used to think that the universe is... I think we're running out of time in this segment. Well, let's take a short commercial break then, and after the break, we'll answer a question. Is it possible there could be a parallel universe out there hidden in dark energy and dark matter?
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. The lines are open. You can give us a call at 612-564-8135. Because why should we scientists have all the fun? We have all the fun probing the mysteries of the universe and matter and space and time and our bodies. Why should we have all the fun? Why don't you join in, be part of the dialogue by calling 612-564-8135. And all we ask is that you leave your name, call letters of the radio station if you're listening to one, and the city you're calling from, and maybe you can get on Science Fantastic. Well, before the break, we had a question, and that is, the universe we now know is much stranger than we previously thought. It is basically made out of dark energy, which is blowing the universe apart, and dark matter, which holds the galaxy together. Both are invisible, and both have led to Nobel Prizes. So the question is, if dark matter is dark and can hide things, could it basically hide a parallel universe? Well, probably no. However, it does raise some very intriguing questions. First of all, how do we even know there's dark matter out there? By looking at Newton's law of gravity, we know that the galaxy spins, but it spins 10 times too fast. If you take a look at Newton's laws of spin and calculate the centrifugal force of a galaxy spinning very rapidly, you find that it should fly apart. Therefore, something is keeping the galaxies together, even if Newton says they are flying so fast they should fly apart. And that's dark matter. So we use gravity to indirectly prove the existence of dark matter. Now, then the caller asks another question. If dark matter is invisible, is it possible that it's concealing something, like maybe another parallel universe? And the answer to that is probably no, because a parallel universe would have a lot of gravity. And gravity is how we even prove the existence of dark matter to begin with, because dark matter is invisible. Therefore, we see no presence of a parallel universe hiding inside the dark matter. However, there have been some surprises just in the last few years. One surprise announced just a few weeks ago was the fact that we can now have galaxies that are totally made out of dark matter, or galaxies totally made out of ordinary matter without the other. We used to think that dark matter and ordinary matter had to come together. But now we find that you can have ordinary galaxies with ordinary matter without that much dark matter at all, and vice versa. And so we're now realizing that the universe is a lot more mysterious than we previously thought. I should mention, however, that the leading candidate for dark matter is that it's a higher vibration of the string. We are the lowest octave of the string, but there are higher vibrations. The photon has a higher vibration. Its partner is called the photino, or little photon for short. And we think that is the leading candidate for what dark matter is made of. However, the question is more sophisticated than you realize, because in inflation theory, which is also a version of the Big Bang theory,
Inflation happens all the time at different points in the universe. So in some principle, it's possible to have universes inside universes, universes butting off other universes like a soap bubble, butting off other soap bubbles. And so then it's not so surprising if you can get a universe hiding inside dark matter. Okay, well, let's move on to the next listener phone call.
Richard Kelleher, I'm from Phoenix, Arizona, and my question is, I just read that the longest recorded electrical pulses from a dead brain were 10 days. How long does a brain consciousness last after death?
Well, you ask a very important question, a question, of course, that is a subject of not just doctors, but also ethicists, because the question is, when the brain dies, but the body survives, are you really dead at all? Well, first of all, it's usually considered that in a period of 4 to 6 minutes, brain tissues start to die because of lack of oxygen. And by the time 8 minutes have gone by, you are most likely suffering from a version of brain death. That is, neurons start to die. And after that, you are probably clinically brain dead. In other words, the EEG, the electroencephalograph, picks up no evidence of electrical activity, even though the body may still be intact. And this, of course, raises many ethical questions. Sometimes people in a coma, like, for example, because of illness or a car accident, could be brain dead, but their body is still alive. And then the question is it possible, therefore, they could be revived after being brain dead? And you ask an even different question. What happens under certain rare circumstances, like, for example, when the body is cold? The body can survive much longer in a state of suspended animation. So let's try to break it down really quick. And that is, medical ethicists are still debating after the case of Ms. Schiavo, who was brain dead, but the relatives clung to the possibility that she could be revived, even though most doctors believe that there was no chance of her coming back because there was simply too much damage to brain tissue. Now, it turns out that some people in comas do come out. However, they are not totally brain dead. If you are totally brain dead with no electrical activity, chances are you're not going to be able to be brought back. However, this is an area which is very fuzzy because, of course, it all depends on how you define brain dead. And if somebody, for example, falls in a lake, in a frozen lake, then it's possible the person could survive much longer because of the cold, which stops the degeneration of brain activity. So this is still a frontier question. Well, unfortunately, that's it for Science Fantastic. Once again, every week on Science Fantastic, you can explore the cutting edge of science with me by calling 612-564-8135. Leave your name, call letters of the radio station you're listening to, and the city you're calling from, and bingo, you might get on Science Fantastic.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.